Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see. I'm just keeping checking. There's nobody upstairs. It's lovely to see you all out at church this morning. We trust you've all had a good morning so far. Some of you maybe feel like this is midday already. There's been some idiots up since 5:30. Was it 5:30 or 6:30, I think? So can anybody up earlier than 6:30? Richard Smith, what time are you up, son? 6:00. Wee Richard couldn't hold himself any longer. That was just to go to the toilet, but he went back to bed and opened his presents at 8:00. Opened his presents at 8:00. Folks, it's good to see you here this morning. I just wanted to make one wee announcement. Two wee announcements. Number one, just to keep Norman's nerves well calmed. Norman's not preaching next Sunday. He came to me after the service on Sunday and goes, "Is Mark Rogers not coming, Neil? Is Mark Rogers not coming?" I says, "Oh, he is. I forgot to send the thing out to get the name changed." So it's Mark Rogers next Sunday morning. We encourage you to come out as we get back into the Sermon on the Mount series and then come to the Watch Night service at 11:30. We come this morning to worship God, and we're going to do that by singing, first of all, Crackers and Turkey. Isn't that what it's called? Class. What a name for a hymn, folks. Let's stand together and sing.
Crackers and turkeys and pudding and cream, toys in the window that I've never seen. This is the Christmas that everyone sees, but Christmas means more to me. It's somebody's birthday I won't forget. As I open the things that I get, I'll remember the inn and the stable so bare, and Jesus who once lay there. Everyone shouts you're being laid every night, for candles and presents and Christmas tree lights. This is the Christmas that everyone sees, but Christmas means more to me. It's somebody's birthday I won't forget. As I open the things that I get, I'll remember the inn and the stable so bare, and Jesus who once lay there. Christmas morning, the start of the day, there's presents to open and new games to play. This is a Christmas that everyone sees, but Christmas means more to me. It's somebody's birthday I won't forget. As I open the things that I get, I'll remember the inn and the stable so bare, and Jesus who once lay there.
Let's come before God now in prayer. Let's bow our heads and unite our hearts and pray together. Lord God, we do thank you for this morning, for all the joy that this morning has brought to us already in our homes as we've opened gifts. And Lord, as we've opened those gifts, we are reminded of always of the greatest gift of Jesus at Christmas. And Lord, we want this day to be about that. We want to start off this morning worshiping you, our Heavenly Father, thanking you for our Savior Jesus Christ, and thanking you that while Jesus came and while he died on the cross for our sins, and then when he rose from the grave, and as he now sits, Lord, beside you, taking this prayer and delivering it to your throne, waiting to return, that he has not left us and you have not left us, but we have your Holy Spirit present with us as we meet. But not only that, we have the gift of your Holy Spirit in us when we believe in that baby Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord, today for all who have gathered here who know and believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior. And we pray even today that those who have not engaged with Jesus would do so today, Lord, as they go through all of the motions of Christmas, as they think of what we're doing this morning. And may that echo through their minds today. And Lord, as we open our gifts on a Christmas morning, there, I'm sure, are a mixture of responses as we open those gifts. All that excitement and joy at the gift that we've really wanted. And then there might be gifts that we didn't like. There may be gifts that we wanted and we didn't get, and we got something different and something not as good. And Lord, that reminds us that we are imperfect. Even when people do their best for us, they can get things wrong, and we get things wrong doing our best for other people. Sometimes we just don't care about other people, and we do things that we know are wrong. So, Lord, help us this morning to forgive one another at this Christmas time. Lord, as we come before you, forgive us for the things that we have done that have insulted you or hurt you in any way, Lord. Help this to be a real day of peace. Jesus came, Emmanuel, God with us. The angels sang, peace on earth. So we pray for peace today, Lord. And not just that peace that means there's no fighting, but that peace that means that we are at peace with you and with one another. And as we worship, as we continue to worship, Lord, we ask that you would just speak to us. Move amongst us in a powerful way. Set us up for the rest of the day, Lord, beginning our Christmas day with worship. So, Lord, be with us, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Lots of gifts open this morning, I'm sure, and I want to read a wee passage of Scripture now about gifts, about the visit of the Magi from Matthew chapter 2. I think that's the next slide, Glenn. Oh, it's off. 2 minutes. I'll read it. It's going to be up there anyway. It's Matthew chapter 2, if you do want to open up in the pew Bibles, reading from verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them where the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for this child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen. We ask God to bless us as we read his word together. Now we're going to have our offering. So if you've remembered your little world development appeal offering, that's the time to put that in. And if not, you can bring it with you next Sunday. So our offering will now be received. Thank you, folks. That was the same four bars we're just playing over and over and over and over again. Okay, I need 9 volunteers. There's one. Come on ahead. It's not a big job you have to do. Don't panic.
You just go.
Right, one. We can have a mixture here. We can have some big people. Come on ahead. Just the first 9 that comes up. Come on ahead. If we end up with 10, I don't know what we're going to do. You're going to have to set the gun down. Put the gun down. Put the gun down and walk away. That's what the policemen say. Right, keep it down. You need 2 hands. 5, 6, 7. The Invisible Man and the Invisible. We need 2 more. Josh Finley, come on ahead.
And I'll come too.
There's one coming. Oh, calm down, Hannah. Hard luck. You snooze, you lose, mate. You snooze, you lose. Brilliant. Cool. Now, you have to listen carefully. Okay. Turn yours around. Turn it around. Good man. We've got numbers 1, 2, 9. Okay. So I want you to turn those around and show everybody the letters that are on the back and hold them up high. Okay. Hold them up high. High. That's it. We've got 5 there. I need to turn it around. That's it, man. Turn it around like that there. Hold it up. You need the 6. We need to hold the S up at the front. Good man. So, we have got Christmas. We would have Christmas. Okay, so all of these numbers spell out Christmas. So keep your numbers down. Right now, and the way I've done this talk on Clocky this morning, and some smart aleck asked, Where did you get that talk, Daddy? As if I couldn't come up with a talk like this on my own. I says, why do you think I couldn't come up with a talk like this on my own? He says, because you have to spell a lot of words. So turn around to your numbers again. These are all the numbers and all the words that make up Christmas. Okay, around to numbers. All the numbers to the front. Numbers to the front. Numbers to the front. This is going to be a long morning. I have about 9 words I want to make here, so we're going to maybe just do 3. The first one, I want numbers 9. Over here. Come here, we're number 9. Number 7. Stand up. No, stand up. You hold it up. Nobody's going to see it down there, big man. Hold your number 9 up. Number 7. Number 8. That's you, Josh. That's good. That's good when the daddies keep them right. Number 3. And number 6. Okay, hold up your numbers and turn them around and let people see the word that's in the back. What's the word? Smart. We're all looking very smart this morning, aren't we? We're all looking very well dressed. Okay, some people have lovely Christmas jumpers on, and then John's got his on. John must have lost a bet or something there. But we're all well dressed at Christmas. We all get hands up, who got clothes for Christmas? Who's going to be looking smart this Christmas? All the older people. See, that's all you get now. Clothes for Christmas. Right, back into the line again. Okay, ready? Number 1. Number 2. Number 8. That's you, Josh. Number 3. Number 7. Number 7. Right, turn around. Hold them up. Charm. We're all going to be charming today, aren't we? As we're with all of the family, all of those family members that will be coming into your house and piling into your house and bringing their dirty feet and over your carpet. You're all going to be charming, ladies, aren't you? Oh, we're all going to be in a charm offensive today. Christmas is all about charm. Right, back in again. Ready, go. Number 6. Your turn will come. Calm down. Number 6. Number 3. Number 4. Number 7. That's not you, Josh. Hold them up. Turn them around to get the numbers, letters at front. Trim. Trim. Most of us are starting off the day trim, aren't we? But we'll not, most of us. We'll not be as trim later on because there's all of the trimmings to come, isn't there? There's all the trimmings at Christmas. Who's looking forward to a big dollop of cranberry sauce along with the turkey there? Yes. Who's looking forward to Brussels sprouts? Aye, 4 of you. So Christmas is lots of trimmings. Back into the line again. Ready? Number 7. Number 8. Oh, don't knock each other over. Number 7, number 8, number 5. Number 5. Number 5, come here. Number 2. Number 2, that's you. Hold them up high. Turn them around. There we go. What's the word say? Mash. One of the trimmings. Oh, there's a big debate about the potatoes. Christmas, isn't there, boys? Hands up for mash. Now, this is a competition. Mash or roasties? Hands up for mash. Hands up for roasties. See, the most of you are in the right frame of mind. Christmas roasties. Right, back on the line. This is a very simple one. 2, 8, and 7. 2, 8, and 7. Go to the middle, Josh. Well done. Most of these children are easy to work with. Turn it around. That's it. Hold it up. Hold it up. This is a Christmas fact. It is not Christmas if your turkey is not accompanied by ham. It has to have ham, nicely glazed and all the rest of it. Excellent. Back into line again. Okay, 2, 4, 6, and 5. 2, 4, 6, and 5. You're 4. 4, 2, 4, 6, 5. Hold them up high. Get the letters out the front. No, turn around. Good man, turn around. Hold it up. That's the one. Hits at Christmas. Can somebody tell me who's going to be number 1 at Christmas?
Not me.
Not you. Me. Number 1 in the charts. The sausage roll song. That's the charts have changed since I was listening to Radio 1. This is the sausage roll song is a charity song by a family. Yep. Very good. So there's going to be hits. There's going to be somebody's going to be number 1 back on the line. Okay, 1, 8, that's you, Josh. 5, and 2. 1, 8, 5, that's you, wee man, again. That's it. Hold her up. Hold it up. Hold it down. Brother's helping him. Good. Hold you on beside there. Cash. Who got cash for Christmas? Put your hand up if you got cash for Christmas. Put your hand up if you've got no cash left this Christmas. Yeah. Cash is a big part of Christmas. We give it, we spend it, and all the rest of it. Back you go. Let's go. What, two more to do, and then one, three. Oh, we're standing on it. Oh. What, you hold on to it? Good man. Good man. Hold on to it. One, three. That's you, Josh. Eight and seven. Number eight's a popular number. Hold them up. Cram. We're going to who has crammed a lot into this Christmas already? Who crammed in a lot of last minute shopping? Oh. Who was running around Newton Arch like a lunatic yesterday looking for boxes of sweets? Yeah. Special boxes of sweets, not just any old box of sweets, but special boxes. Yeah, we cram it. Who's going to cram a lot of stuff in this afternoon? Yes. You're cramming a lot of turkey whenever you can't eat anymore. Do you want pudding? Oh, I go ahead. Do you want custard? I go ahead. Do you want a cup of tea now? If that all finished, just to wash it down? I go ahead. Do you want a mince pie with that? I go ahead. That's what Kathy says to James every year. So we'll cram a lot in. Absolutely. And then the last one, let's go. Six, three, eight. That's you, Josh. Five. Five, get your wee piece of paper. And two. You're busy this morning, aren't you? I'm making you really work hard. Hold it up. Turn it around. Turn it around. Good man. Trash. Trash. Who this morning, when they got their presents, neatly picked off all the little bits of sellotape and they folded up all the wrapping paper. Hands up, you must be joking. Margaret doesn't do that. You just rub it off like a lunatic, Margaret. Is that the crack? Can't wait. Just wick them off. Whose house is fuller? Whose house is like a bomb has hit it? They're not owning up to it. Now there's a few weens laughing, they're not putting their hand up. Yeah, there's lots of trash. Okay, right. Back into your line 1 to 9. Those are some words that somebody else gave me about Christmas and how we can make it out. There's lots of other words in there. Some of the words you can turn around and things like that. There's lots of other words. And those are things that Christmas is really about. But we know that Christmas is about much more than just some of those words. So, we read a wee Bible story a minute ago, didn't we? About wise men. So we've got three words tied to that story. So can we have 1, 2, 8, 3, 6... and 9. Yeah. So hold those up. Charts. Now this, we're not here talking about the number one. It's the charts that the wise men had whenever they were looking up into the sky and they had their charts that put all the stars out in the sky and they were going, hold on, there's one there that we haven't got on our chart. So they had to think, well, what are we going to do? And how did they do this? They follow it. So they followed that star, and that's the next word. 5, 6, 8, and 3. 5, 6, 5, 6, 5 over here. Good man. Good man. You're working hard this morning. Good man. Hold it up. Hold it up. Turn it around. That's the one. S-T-A-R. They followed this star. That's right, big man. They on the chart. They followed this star. And where did they follow the star to? 2, 4, and 7. That's not you this time. 2, 4. 4 is in the middle. Where's 4? 4 is falling asleep. Ah, good man. Him. They followed the star to him. Who was him? Who's him in the story? Jesus. They had a chart. They followed the star to the baby Jesus. And as Christians and as a church, we believe that that's the real story of Christmas, the real meaning of Christmas. That's what Christmas is all about, him. But for some people, Christmas is different. So I want you all to stand in the row and spell out Christmas for me. Oh, here, I'll tell you, we do it an easier way. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and 9. That's not you, Josh. 1. It's not you, Josh. 1, 2, 3, 5. That's you. 6 and 9. Okay, hold them up. That's it. That's how some people spell Christmas. But there's some letters missing, isn't there? Yeah. So I want you to hold yours up and stand back, and the other three people to come to the front. Because this is what's missing out of most people's Christmas. Come you here, wee man. Hold you that up. Swap you around, these two. No, don't shoot me in the face this time. Hold that up high. That's what's missing out of Christmas. I am. And you know, that's a name for somebody. That is the name that Jesus gave himself when he was talking about himself in the Bible. He says, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the gate. I am the shepherd. He says all of those things about himself. And what he's saying is, I am everything you need. Because you see, your Christmas presents, they'll all wear out. The batteries will run down. Parts of them might break. But Jesus is everything that we need, and not just for Christmas. He's everything that we need for every day of life. You see, some people forget to put this into Christmas. So we can't have, can we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6? Good man. Hold it up high. Last, this is the last one. Hold it up high. Yay! Turn it round. Excellent. Okay, hold them up high, folks. Hold them up high. That's what's missing at Christmas. Christ. People forget about Jesus at Christmas. And some of us might even forget today once we get home and we've done the church thing and we might just start into all the food and all the games and all the clothes and all the TV programs and all the rest of it. But we've got to remember Christ. Not just today, but every single day. Folks, give all of my willing volunteers a big round of applause. Take your piece of paper up there. Oh. Over and under. And folks, that's what Christmas is about. And we do say it all the time. And we even turn that lovely wee saying, Jesus is the reason for the season. We even say it. We don't stop and think about it. But think about it today. Think about it for those of you who are here and know and love Jesus. And if you don't know and love Jesus, just think about what he has done for you. Don't worry about what other people have done or haven't done in the present you did get or didn't get. Remember what Christ has done. We're going to stand now, and our final piece of praise, we're going to sing Joy to the World. And that's what Jesus was, that real joy that lasts every single day, even when things around us are going bad. So we'll sing this, we'll remain standing, and then I'll pray, and I think we're going to sing Wish You Merry Christmas at the end. So let's stand together. Now we pray, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that this day means and all that it holds. We pray joy into the lives of every home represented here and every home of our congregation. And we ask the grace and mercy, the peace and love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit would rest and remain on each of us. both now and forevermore. Amen. Now we're going to sing "We Wish You Merry Christmas." I know sometimes it's a bit awkward when we look around, but sing it to each other. Have a wee turn around. Sing it to some. If you're a bad singer, just put the volume down as you turn around or whatever. But or just be a dummy fluter and we'll sing to each other "We Wish You Merry Christmas."
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your King. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas, everyone.